mama fall. Yeah, I lie. There ain't no hammer in the ring like mine. Yeah!
Funky Revolutions. For the fattest of the funk and other liberation musics. Saturdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Pure funk and the shuffle of people marching in the streets. On CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Everything I do gonna be funky.
Revolution, yo.
For your mind and for your hips, this is music from the mothership. This is the mothership cassette archives, 25 years of Funky Revolutions. Today, episode 11, we continue with our series on the development of soul, funk, and jazz in South Africa. We finish part two about censorship and the role of radio in the development of soul and funk in South Africa, and continue with part three, which this theme of censorship and apartheid continues as we look at the early soul recordings in South Africa, the soul scenes.
Funky Revolutions, funky.
Funky Revolutions, funky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Funky Revolutions,
whoa,
funky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Funky Revolutions, funky. You are listening to Funky Revolutions.
We see the word clearly.
CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Khalid. I'm glad to be with you again. This is part two of our look at the development of soul, jazz, and funk in South Africa during the apartheid era. Last week, we played more music directly addressing the theme of apartheid and gave a brief overview of the styles and genres of music, both neo-traditional and soul, jazz, rhythm-oriented, and the confusing term of jive that mixes it all together. We've had, and I thought I'd play a couple, we're going to return to the development of jazz particularly, and I had an opportunity a number of years ago to interview a couple of members of some of the great soul brothers group from active from the 60s, and we'll play some of that in the coming weeks. Today, though, we're moving to the theme of censorship and the control of radio, and the history of South Africa is particularly interesting because there were contradictory forms of cultural practices and policies instored over the years by the apartheid regime that interdicted the playing of some musics, encouraged the development of neo-traditional music on the 13 different stations that were reserved for the reservations and townships created to isolate the black majority population, the creation of colored stations and Indian stations, the other racial groups recognized under apartheid. It was music, though, sometimes that it escaped censorship. It was also the radio censorship that would create some of the most evidently imitative forms of soul and jazz and funk, but that allowed its development. That kind of easy listening soul, Motown styling music could be played on radio, and the censors would scratch the records, as we'll learn next week in a documentary called Rhythms of Resistance. The South African Supremes, the SA Supremes, did this lovely little version of Killing Me Softly with his song that had appeared just earlier under Roberta Flack. And one can understand how some of the music that is developed and how some soul and funk emerged that was, directly inspired by what was emerging on record and playing on radio, allowed to play on radio in South Africa.
Drown me my pain with the singer, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song. I had a sound. I had a
That drummer man is Mr. Stone. The wizard is on bass, Mr. Wizard. Fazer is on guitar. Mr. Ten Fingers is on organ. Three blind mice on the saxophones.
90.3 FM in Montreal, part two of the context of development for soul, funk, and jazz in South Africa. We'll continue as we were just introducing the idea of the role of radio stations in the development of music in South Africa. Limited exposure, but in the 1960s, 1962, as part of the separateness of keeping apartness, part of the policies of the government were to create radio stations for each of the Bantustans, each of the townships, which were ethnically oriented, in order to, the idea was, play just their music and they'll be separated from other South African ethnic groups and we'll be able to maintain our control over them. And as we'll see next week, that had a huge influence on the way the music was developed, on censorship and self-censorship in the creation of music, and also explains some of the exiled moments. On CKUT 90.3 FM, we went with the South African Supremes, Killing Me Softly, with his song, Roberta Flack cover, by a wonderful group out of South Africa. They did a number of recordings that were imitative, but also were one of the most popular to tour in South Africa in the 1970s. Followed that with the Maritones doing their version of the Soul Bump, and then the Sons of Thunder with Soweto Sporo. On CKUT 90.3 FM, I was Khalid. Been a pleasure to be with you this week. We're going to move on. We'll be back next week with more music from South Africa, beginning looking at some of the different genres, trying to place it all in its historical context. We continue with the gentleman I introduced a few weeks ago, one of the great saxophonists who played a number of styles and even defended disco with his saxophone. This is Bracello and his band Soul Time in Zimandego on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Reminding you, as usual, free your mind. Our collective ass will follow. See you next week on Funky Revolutions.
MuTech Montreal, the most important festival for digital creativity and electronic music in North America, returns for its 23rd edition at Corte de Spectacle. From Tuesday, August 23rd to Sunday, August 28th, vibe to the rhythm of more than 100 local and international artists such as Caterina Barbieri, Cora Novoa, Koreatown Acid, Luke Slater, Max Cooper, and Nicola Cruz. MuTech also has a program dedicated to professionals with its MuTech Forum and Market, which consists of 4 days of exchanges and events centered around digital creation. The complete program and tickets are now available at a preferential rate at montreal.mutech.org. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Funky revolutions, funky.
Funky revolutions, funky. Funky revolutions, funky. Funky revolutions, funky. You are listening to Funky Revolutions.
Full silhouette, clearly.
This is the People's Power Station in Mount Real. We continue with the Mothership Cassette Archives, celebrating 25 years of Funky Revolutions. This is episode 11, and we continue with part 3, Censorship and Early Soul Recordings in South Africa, in our series, looking at the development of funk, soul, and jazz in South Africa.
मैंने तुम्हें फिर से पलट के हाँ तुम में है बात कोई औरों से हटके आज तुमसे मुलाकात हो गई दिल में जो थी वो ही बात हो गई किसी से दिल लगा लिया देखा है मैंने तुम्हें फिर से पलट के हाँ तुम में है बात कोई औरों से हटके होता यही सभी का सपना मिले कोई जो बन जाए अपना होता यही सभी का सपना मिले कोई जो बन जाए अपना कहने को तो दुनिया है अपनी तुम जो नहीं हो तो कुछ भी नहीं नजर में तुम समा गए देखा है मैंने तुम्हें फिर से पलट के हाँ तुम्हें है बात कोई औरों से हटके जाने है वो कौन सा नशा बिना पिए मैं तो बहकने लगा ना जाने है वो कौन सा नशा बिना पिए मैं तो बहकने लगा हो गई भूल मुझे माफ करना हाथ लग जाए तो भी चुप रहना मैं होश में नहीं रहा है मैंने तुम्हें फिर से पलट के तुम में है बात कोई औरों से हटके आज तुमसे मुलाकात हो गई दिल में जो थी वो ही बात हो गई किसी से दिल लगा लिया ला 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 ला
sur les ondes du peuple 90,3 MF à Montréal. Restez bien des nôtres. Troisième partie de notre série sur l'historique, le développement, l'évolution du soul, du funk et du jazz en Afrique du Sud. Cette semaine, deux parties déjà sur le contexte de l'apartheid 1948 à 1994. Ce régime dont le fonctionnement était de demeurer à part, garder à part, développer sur l'historique de la ségrégation déjà existante avant la République sud-africaine. Aujourd'hui, on va s'avancer vraiment vers le soul, les premiers enregistrements 1969-1970. Le pur soul, soul américain, style Memphis soul, style orienté et sur différentes façons d'exprimer le soul américain, mais aussi vers les tendances de s'assimiler avec les musiques populaires et indigènes de l'époque. En première partie, toutefois, je voudrais partager avec vous certaines des idées soulevées par un documentaire en 1979, Rythme de résistance, qui parle un peu de l'influence de la restriction et de la censure sur le développement des différents styles de musique à l'intérieur de l'Afrique du Sud et à son extérieur par les musiciens exilés à partir des années 50 et 60. Restez bien des nôtres pour l'envoler de ce Mothership Connection, les espaces internationaux dits funky, les dernières des solutions, la révolution, concrétisée bien sûr ici, sur le thème du développement de la musique en Afrique du Sud et le contexte de l'apartheid. Restez bien des nôtres donc, for the Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions, direction Afrique du Sud.
Have you heard from Johannesburg? yearn about Johannesburg. And I know that they're struggling over there, that ain't gonna free me. Yeah, but we've all got to be struggling. And if we wanna be free, and don't you wanna be free, free, somebody help. They have
6 for this flight of the mothership, Funky Revolutions, with myself, Khalid. Today we continue with our exploration of the development and history of soul, funk, and jazz in South Africa. This is part 3, the first half, next half hour or so. I'll introduce you to bits and bits of bites of a wonderful 1979 documentary, one of 8 done for the BBC by filmmaker, documentalist Jerry Marr. Did a lot of wonderful work recording music at its roots, different kinds of rhythmic musics and popular modern musics around the world, a series we featured a couple of years ago on Jamaica. Today we'll look at Rhythms of Resistance, recorded secretly in South Africa in 1978-79, looking at music, black music, under apartheid. And in our second hour, we'll start to enter the soul. We'll look at soul, and it'll give us a chance over the next few months to go back and forth in history and through different styles of music. We started this program with one of the 4 racial groups under apartheid law, white, native or black, colored, mixed, and Asian or Indian. Bapi Lahir and his chorus from the soundtrack to the film Wardat Deka Hai Main. And then Gil Scott-Heron's 1975 Call to Arms Johannesburg, that was the word. And then from about 1974, one of the popular musics of the townships, among other things, Mpabenga, and a group Ntombi Sefefa. And another 1975 track out of South Africa, The Merry Tones, with a kind of soul, well, a song called Soul Bump, kind of soul mix that we'll get to in the next few weeks. On CKUT 90.3 FM, on the Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions, we look at how soul emerged, the first recordings in 1969, and some of the key figures who helped define what soul was initially, how soul developed along with the funk and influences from outside of South Africa, but also how soul pollinated with jive, with disco, with other popular musics, indigenous musics as it were, to create all stylings of soul jive musics throughout the 1970s. On CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, we begin with a little bit of this documentary created in 1979 by Jerry Marr, Rhythms of Resistance.
Most Saturday nights, migrant workers in their city hostels hold a song contest when the system they live under can be exorcised by dressing in style and expressing their pride in song. Not even the white hostel officials are aware of this event. It's a private expression of the black hostel workers' culture. It seems strange, perhaps, that black South Africans can still sing, can still dance, can still create music in the face of the violence of oppression. Even the man who's walking to his execution, for example, sings. But the song that he sings, the songs that are created and played by black musicians throughout South Africa, are songs of defiance, are songs of rejection of the system of apartheid, the system that makes a black person a fourth-class citizen in his own country. The music that is created by black South Africa is a direct response to the apartheid system under which black South Africans live. Every note of music, every song that is written relates directly to the experience, and in that way it is a uniquely South African kind of music. Black music is defiant music. It's an expression of the joy of life in a country where life itself is denied to black people. It expresses the determination that every black South African will win his freedom one day. The black music cannot be explicitly, overtly political, so the way that the music is performed is subtle. It expresses in its tone, in the sound of the voice, in the sound of the instrument, in the sound of the music, it expresses this resistance and this defiance and the soul of the black South African. Philip Tabane and Malombo. Woke Pampa Madiba, Kinoga, Akasha, Lama, Ovekit, Mahulo, Mibachava, and Diva Matu Maruagai Maruagai Maruagai.
Because if I tell people that I'm from South Africa, it's so bad before I play. When I start picking up my guitar and I play, they wouldn't listen to my music, but they would say, oh, shame. It's a sympathy. They wouldn't listen to my music.
Malombo have taken city music from the hostels and streets and fused it with traditional African rhythms. Malombo suffer from the same problems as all black recording artists. They must contend with white control of the record industry and radio. The black radio service is a useful vehicle for a heavy load of commercials and government propaganda, propelled by music. The DJ's freewheeling style masks rigid political censorship and control. No live broadcasting. Everything must be pre-recorded and edited. All music must pass through the Central Committee of Censors, and a program producer can only work with the records they send him.
They use the thick pen on the cover so that we'd never see the title itself. And then on the LP itself, then they scoop the title so that it's just not there. And the track, they use a sharp instrument, either a knife or a razor, and just cut it across, so that when you play it, it sort of, the needle will go from track to track and you'll never understand what it's all about on the track.
Having records banned leads many artists to play safe. Blind Bebzi Mlangeni avoids the censor by diluting his music with international pop.